Always love having you on KTU Cares. You're a great guest, and Amanda Selwyn is joining us this morning. She is artistic director and choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance. And again, if our listeners want to receive more information, where can they go?
AmandaSelwynDance.org. Selwyn is spelled S-E-L-W-Y-N. Our website has lots of videos and testimonials and photos. I encourage you to browse around. You can really see almost the whole history of our 24 years of programming. Also, notesinmotion.org, our sister website that's linked, is our dance education program in the New York City schools. So check that out. Amanda Selwyn DT is our Instagram handle. So got lots of fun stuff going on social. So follow us and hope to see you there.
And you know where I'm going to go next with this question because you hinted toward it just a few minutes ago. Congratulations. This is your company's 24th season. You are 1 year away from the big 2-5. What other upcoming performances do you have planned?
So our 24th season, we're really blessed. We're getting presented by the CUNY Dance Initiative. For those folks who don't know, the CUNY Dance Initiative, this is actually their 10th anniversary. It's a wonderful program that links choreographers up with the gorgeous venues at the CUNY facilities all over the city. So we've done a couple of these before. We actually had our 2020 season presented through CUNY Dance Initiative at Baruch Performing Arts Center on 24th Street. This year, we're getting presented at Tribeca Performing Arts Center, which is on Chambers, right on the West Side Highway, right over by Stuyvesant High School, and it's the BMCC campus. They have two beautiful theaters in their facility at Tribeca Performing Arts Center, and we will be premiering Habit Forms, this piece I've been talking about throughout the episode, on March 1st and 2nd. So at the premiere, you're going to see all these choices refined, all these sections polished, and the integration of scenic elements, lighting elements, integration of costume, all those theatrical elements that really bring the full evening length work together. There's going to be two chances to see the show March 1st and 2nd, and that'll be our 24th season. We also this year are looking forward to continuing to bring our dance programs to the public schools. And we're also doing some more performances in the schools, in communities, and really just trying to find more ways to bring audiences into experiencing dance.